My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The biggest problem in this world is other people, not yourself. It's other people in your head. They are puppet mastering you pretty much on your life. We live by the narrative of other people. When I first called a recruiter to be a Navy SEAL and I was 297 pounds, the first recruiter looked at me and said, "You're not gonna be able to make this, man." So what he was doing was he was projecting his energy on me. He knew he couldn't be a Navy SEAL. So God helped this black guy, because I was only the 36th African-American to make it through in over 70 years. How's this black fat guy gonna make it through? In my ass, he wasn't even willing to try. So he's projecting it. So a lot of us who are negative people, all we do is project how we feel on other people. A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know, I said to myself, what if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a f***ing miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms, because it makes me just like, what if?
I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment, be called f***er, be called whatever the f*** in the world, and be able to stand in the room and say, go f*** yourself. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
So when you have a messed up foundation, I started lying about everything. I wanted people to like me. I wanted to be accepted in some society of life. I was like, man, this isn't the right way. I'm messed up here, I'm messed up here, I'm messed up everywhere. And so I realized the worst thing that happened to me is I lost myself. I never had myself, I never found myself. I had no self-esteem. So I knew through working out and through learning, because it took a lot for me to learn also, I started finding self-esteem. Once I found that, that's when doors started opening up. I stopped caring about people, that what they thought, being judged. Wow, if I say this, if I start it right now, are you gonna make fun of me? I stopped caring about that. And that's when my life started really changing for me, slowly but surely.
I don't think enough about people that have wronged me, or situations that have wronged me. Because once you've come to a place where you are really happy with who you are in life, no one f*** with you anymore. Even though they're f***ing with you,
it doesn't f*** with you.
What do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. You have to learn to shut off a phone, shut off a computer, shut off a TV. And it's okay to sit in a room by yourself in a chair and just think about you, where I want to be. Where do I see myself tomorrow, the next year from that? It takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do that nowadays, because you want to be so attached to everything. You want to be so caught up with the world. The world's moving so fast that you're trying to keep up to the point where you lose yourself in the world. So you have to take that time to go to that dark place in your mind and discover who you are.
As you're trying to fix yourself and dig yourself out of this deep hole that life, society, and you helped also, those people who you saw down there in that hole who were there with you, who were your friends and people who you counted on, because you meet the people in the same situation that you're in life. Those people become your friends. And the second you try to get out of that situation and become better, those people are in that grave, in that dungeon, just yanking at your heels, man, saying, get the f*** back. Oh, no, come on back here, mother.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna make me feel like shit right. by you getting out of this hole.
Who do you think you are?
So I get that all the time now. People would constantly remind me of who I used to be back in the day. And they always come out of the woodworks, man.
My circle's very small. I make sure I didn't handpick these people. Because I'm like, so you don't want people in your corner that are like, oh, let me pat you on the back for whatever the f*** you do. I don't want people pat me on the back because I woke up in the morning. No. So you don't want that. Mm. You want people who are honest with you, who are going to tell you what the fuck is honest. Honest and truthful people. So someone who's honest and truthful, who has lived and is accountable for their own personal life, that's who you want in your corner. Say, hey, man, you know what? You're pretty f***ing dumb for doing this, dude. Like, this is not smart. Or you're being a turd today. You're not getting after it. That's who you want in your corner. Mm. So you don't want a lot of people, hand-picked people to be in their corner who kiss their ass. Mm. You don't want that.
First big problem is that you have put a lot of people above you. Put no one above you. No one. I put God above me. Besides that, there's no one better than me. If you're playing Roger Federer, before you get on the court with Roger Federer, he's the best of all time. But you're also a professional tennis player, man. You're forgetting your own f***ing resume. So once you get on the court, let's say it's a grand slam. It's 5 sets, hopefully, if you can go the distance with this guy. But before you even bounce the ball to serve it, you're down 2 sets. Because while you look across and you're playing Roger Federer. But guess what? You hit a good shot on Roger Federer in the 3rd set. And you realize, I can play with this mother. But it's too late. You gave up 2 sets before you got on the court. You gotta stop giving up 2 sets before the game begins. And we do that already. We give up 2 sets before the game begins. So I learned that real quick. I saw these Navy SEALs before I became one. My God, they're better than me.
Yeah.
They're better than me. I gave up 100 sets. And I had to work up to realize these are human beings with the same shit I have. Yeah, there's some people who run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not gonna outwork me. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna catch up somewhere.
My next door neighbor 2 months ago, she just killed herself. Tons of veterans I know, they killed themselves. I got an email 2 weeks ago from a family member that an 11-year-old boy killed himself from people at school bullying him. One thing about life is that people in life, they are the ultimate puppet masters. They exploit your weakness and they love to walk you around life and own space in your head. One of the biggest ways to cut those strings and walk on your own 2 feet to your own destination in life is to build self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things. Stay hard is not just about going to the gym. Stay hard is about going that extra step when you can't. That's what builds self-esteem and self-respect. Stay hard.
When I was a young kid, I considered myself very weak. Very weak. And as I started developing this indestructible mental toolbox, because what I realized was the things I was most afraid of, I cowered from.
Mm-hmm.
I had to start facing these things and becoming an expert at the things I feared the most.
Yeah.
I was afraid of my own mind. My mind would get off on these crazy places of woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
My internal conversation wasn't great.
Yeah.
So I had to start mastering it. Once I started mastering it, in the horrible place I was at, I considered myself the worst person ever alive. That was my conversation. But once I started mastering my own life, I started realizing, my God, man, this was in me?
Yeah.
I was a 300-pound fat guy. Now I'm 181 pounds, 190 pounds, whatever it was. I'm gonna go through all these hell weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I started realizing the capabilities of the human soul and the human mind.
Anytime you move from being normal, you're trying to be exceptional. People aren't gonna like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're gonna judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a fucking coward. Why? We got Instagram and shit. Most folks don't tell you to your face. They go online, they post about it like cowards. Don't let cowards get in your fucking head. And last thing, make sure you do you, stay hard.
So when I saw the military uniform when I was growing up, I thought to myself, if I can get that uniform on, I would find honor in wearing the uniform. I wanted to be in special ops. But I realized to be in special ops, you gotta know how to swim. So I got a how-to book on swimming. If first page was easy. Float. So I went to the pool, tried to float. I sank right down to the bottom. I realized I was negative buoyant as hell. The more I failed, the more my father's words were creeping to my mind about how I'm not good enough. All this other bullshit he said to dehumanize me. As time went on, I started realizing the more I didn't quit, the more self-respect I gained. And the power was all mine. In life, it's important to do one thing. Many people will try to dehumanize you. It's up to you to find self-respect and dignity in yourself. You don't need a uniform to have honor. You need to have pride in yourself, dignity. Stay hard.
I used all that 300-pound man, that fat guy, that dumb guy. And people say, why do you say dumb? You have to be real with yourself. If you're not smart, you're f***ing dumb, but you can become smart. You can become smart. It's not a permanent tag. You're dumb forever. You're fat forever. No, be raw. Don't find the cushy word. So what I did with all this stuff is I realized, okay, here it is. This is what you are, David. But now check this out. I sat back and I was like, my God, I'm able to visualize years beyond where I'm at right now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
How are you going to feel if you can pull this off? When I got the idea to become a Navy SEAL, at 300 pounds, hate the water, can't run down the block, horrible. And I put everything on that. My whole life was, I'm going to be a Navy SEAL, come hell or high water. Who does that? You got to commit to it. You got to put everything on yourself. You got to sit back and be able to imagine where you want to be and be like, that's the power. If I can pull this off, what kind of story have I just created?
And something you mentioned is that as you get more successful, you have less friends.
Right.
Because they're not your friends. They always want something from you. And I was just wondering if you can expand around it.
So what happens is, well, for me at least, the more successful I became, I call them cockroaches. Bottom feeders, people who were like, you know what? This guy worked his ass off. He did it, he worked his ass off, but I didn't. So let me see if I can just attach myself to him or her, whoever worked their ass off, whoever spent those hours, those years, trying to become whoever they are. And then you have these people who are like, you know what? Oh, I'm your friend. So where can I fit into all of this? You know, where can I get on your team? There's a lot of those people once you become very successful and they come out of the woodworks. And they have these great ideas, these great plans, but they ain't put any work into it. But you put the work into it. You're the commodity. So that's kind of where that comes from, you know, just from firsthand experience. And also, the more successful you become, the less time you have. Because to become very successful, it takes everything. Especially if you want to stay at the top. Stay at the top, you have to continue to grind. You can't be like, oh, I made it, I'm here, I'm done. 24 hours in a day, and most of those hours are spent grinding in your business, grinding at whatever you do, and your family. There's not much room for anything else. It is about getting the out of your life, and your ego will destroy you. I had one, a lot of us have one, a lot of us alpha males have an ego. We're driven by ego, a lot of us. But what happens is we want people to like us, and that is the biggest downfall in business. To be a leader, not everybody's gonna like you. To get from point A to point B very successfully, you're gonna piss people off. And the one big thing I found out in life is when you're grinding hard, if you're hearing all these different voices from all these different people because you wanna make everybody happy, you're gonna implode your business. You're gonna implode yourself.
For instance, there's all these things that are on TV and we have all these news people judging people who up in life. Yeah, they made big mistakes. But that person who is judging you on TV, I guarantee you that news person, they say, I'm glad that my shit didn't come out. I know that about people. So if you want to sit back and judge how jacked up I was and how messed up my life was, Merry Christmas. Go for it. Have a good time. But I'm smiling at you right now, knowing you have a secret that you're not willing to share. It gives you a lot of power when you're able to go on a podcast this big and say, hey, tell me, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I no longer care. There's a lot of power in that, to be able to put your life on a billboard for the whole world to see and say, judge it, man. Judge it. Like, just me talking about it makes me feel good. And that's another thing about it. When you are willing to talk about how jacked up you are, the strength, that big rock that you carry, it just starts to come off you. It just starts to come off. That's why I do it so often. I'm like, hey, man, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of not telling you shit. I'm tired of lying about how good I'm not.
Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepare for battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you. It's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Stay hard.
You have to first accept it before you can fix it. A lot of people walk around, oh man, I'm good. I'm good. No, you're not. You have to accept what you're not. You have to, and people don't want to do that. And that's the only way you can fix it. You have to accept it first before you can go on the journey. A lot of folks never even start the journey, man. Never start the journey because they live in this fake life that who they want to be, they act like they are, but they're not because they haven't fixed all this stuff yet. You got to fix this first before we can start our journey in life. So that's why I have them make this list. You fix these problems, now your journey can begin because you no longer care about how people are judging you. When you care more about how someone's judging you, you're going to stay right there. There's no forward momentum.
People, one thing you have to learn early in life, I didn't learn this till later on. I don't give a motherfucker. You can't care what anybody thinks about you. If I care what people thought about me, you think I'd be yelling out here, doing a 105-pound ruck, talking shit? This is who I am. Find out who you are, own that motherfucker, and tell people to go themselves.
Do you think you could go the other way and maybe become a bit cold if you don't care what anyone thinks? Your fiance, your kids, you know, they're not the people around. Do you not care what they think?
See, that's the thing about it. You have to have an understanding of what not caring means. If your fiance and your kids don't believe in you, you can't care what they think. That means you chose the wrong support staff. So that's why a lot of people don't understand one another. Your support staff has to be like, if I want to go out and do whatever it is, my support staff is, you know, my fiance. If she's like, you know what, you know, I don't think that you should be doing that, I have to take it, you know, why? So I can be open-minded. So why are you saying this? But if she's saying it because of her, you know, that's not the right thing. Because I need backing to do what I'm gonna do. Open-mindedness, I need support. So you gotta be very clear thinking about all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Most people who are failing are trying their ass off.
Most people are failing at being criticized by people who haven't attempted what you're even trying to fail at. So what I'm failing at, so after I did 2,500 pull-ups my first time,
yep,
going for the record.
Yep.
You know how many people were criticizing me?
Eating chips on the couch.
Who can't even do a pull-up? What? Look at your audience, uh-huh, who's criticizing you, uh-huh, first of all. They're not even in your world. You don't even talk to me. Block them out. That's the first thing. The second thing is, through failure, you get all the answers.
You get all the lessons.
All of them.
Yes.
They're all there.
Yes.
I don't even call it failure. I don't, because I don't look at it like, oh my God, I failed. No, I look at it, okay, like trying to invent the light bulb. What's failure? I'm trying to invent a light bulb. I'm trying to break 4,020 pull-ups. That's failure? Anything you do along that way is amazing. That's how you gotta look at failure. You gotta look at it very differently. So for me, I have a scrap piece of paper, and I'm going back through this stuff. I'm okay, check. I didn't make the goal. Okay, boom, boom, boom. The next time I went, I did 3,200 pull-ups. Okay, I'm still 800 shy of the record. 800 shy of the record now. So I went from 25 to 3,200, and I gotta get to 4,020. Boy, that's a long way away. But
and your body's breaking down.
Breaking down left and right. But I got that whiteboard out again, and I started writing down, okay, what did I do wrong this time? What did I do wrong this time? You cannot look at it as failure. Even though you didn't get what you wanted, all you're doing is examining ways to become successful at this particular thing. You're trying to master something. It's not failure.
Yeah.
You're trying to become the master of a particular thing. It's not failing. Whenever you're trying to master something, there's a process. Because that person, let's say your son, for instance, tennis player. If your son has the right attitude and he keeps on coming back with the right attitude, no one wants to play that. No one wants to fight a person that just keeps coming after you.
Yeah.
Every time you knock them down, they don't look at it as being knocked down. They have a whole different way of looking at that shit. That's a scary person. You don't want to fight that person. So that's how I looked at my pull-up records, and mm-hmm, I failed everything at least 3 to 4 times. My whole life, I never passed anything once. Ever in my life have I gone through and been the first time at anything, ever. But that's what gave me that book.
I mean, say
that's what gave me a story.
How do you pick the next challenge?
The next challenge is usually the toughest thing out there. The thing I don't want to do the most.
Yeah.
So my challenges come off of, what am I afraid of?
Yeah.
What am I kind of cowering from? What am I looking at saying, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because we all know what it is. It's in the back of your mind. It kind of floats back there. It's like, you know, for some of us, it's as simple as that. I don't want to get up and run today. That's what's next.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always, what am I not wanting to do? And that's how I continue to grow.
I had to stop caring what people thought of me. I realized that everybody's up.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a fucking pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're going to judge me and I'm going to feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their up world better than you have. That's all they've done. Let's say you are an alcoholic. You hang around people who drink. And let's say you want to stop drinking. Those people want to bring you back in. Like, I used to be this guy who wasn't worth anything. Now those people who are still there
16, 17, 18, 30 years ago, they're trying to get you back there. So the hardest part, you got to see who you're hanging out with, man. You got to hang out with the people who you want to be like the most.
Yeah, people will definitely drag you
down. They'll drag you down.
And especially if you're around someone who makes a lot of excuses and they're always failing.
Oh.
It's just like they're the opposite of inspiration. They're like a vacuum.
100%.
It's sucking it out of you.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
When you get to the point where you really fucking don't care, you're dangerous. You become very, very dangerous. Mm. I'm not saying don't care like, I don't care if I do that. No, when you don't care about other people and how they view you, about how you walk, how you talk, how you dress, where you want to go with your life. You know, growing up, I didn't want to tell anybody I wanted to be in the military. Because why? Some of my black friends, I was afraid of what they think. I was afraid of what other people thought about me. So now, when I go in the military, I know you want to join the military. Yeah, I ain't tell you because I'm afraid of what you thought. Once again, man, you're allowing other people to shackle your mind. It's the worst thing in the world.
I used to always want people to accept me and like me. So I became who they were. If you like something and I ain't like it, I liked it because you liked it. Become unapologetic of who the f*** you are in your life. If you get after it and you're a hard mother f***, get after it. You gotta make yourself better than what you think you are. And what that requires is people not can understand you, not know you, not get you at all. Look at you like you're off. Look at you like you have a problem. Don't worry about that shit. Be unapologetic. Get after it. Stay hard. Be who the fuck you are. With success in life comes more haters. Don't make them hurt your feelings. Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. In times of need, put them on the mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do shit, roll through your brain. Pull up that mother that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something, weren't fast enough, good enough, smart enough, where the fuck you may be. Use it for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with success. In life, we have to continue pushing past the odds. Use everything this world has to give you for fuel. Stay hard.